That's a new song off a new album by Huey Lewis and the News. Joining us on the line, as promised this morning, is Huey Lewis himself. Huey, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
It's so great to have you on the air here on WPHM, and we really appreciate the time. Tell us about this new album called Weather. We heard a little clip of that there. It sounds soulful. It sounds a little different than what we expect from you. Tell us about it.
I don't know what you expect from me, so I don't know to tell you if it's different or not, but I think it's among our best work, and I'm not exaggerating, and it's been very well received, and we're very excited about it.
Well, it sounds very familiar. I mean, it certainly sounds like Huey Lewis, but it's got kind of that soulful edge to it. We heard it in that track, which was Her Love Is Killing Me. I also listened to the Hurry Back Baby as well. You know, you're playing the harmonica, you got a little blues going there. What was the inspiration behind it?
Behind the whole album?
The whole album, yeah.
Song? Well, you know, we were just compiling as over the last sort of 10 years, really, compiling songs. When we had an idea, we would just record it and put it in the can. You know, we were doing 75 to 80 shows a year, which is already, you know, what, 125 days on the road or something. So, and we have live, so didn't have a lot of time. But what we were doing was when we had an idea, we'd record it, put it in the can, and move on. And so we had like 7 of these things recorded. When my hearing collapsed, we waited a year to see if I could regain my hearing, and I hadn't. So we decided to share them with the fans.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. I saw you on CBS Sunday Morning a couple weeks back, and it's Meniere's disease. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Meniere's, but it's really a syndrome based on symptoms. They don't really know what it is.
I mean,
nobody knows what causes it or how to fix it.
So you're a musician, and obviously you have to be able to hear yourself to be able to sing. So does this mean you can't sing anymore?
Yeah, it means I can't sing. Well, it means I can't sing yet. My left ear, which is the one I just lost, is still fluctuating. And when it's good, I think I maybe could sing. But I can't. I haven't been able to keep it, stabilize it, and keep it good enough for me to try. I got close. Well, I booked a rehearsal, and 4 days before my rehearsal, my hearing crashed again. So, but it does fluctuate, and it does get better, and I'm hoping for, stabilization.
That's just so terrible to hear, Huey. I thoughts with you there. I really hope that you can overcome that. But, I mean, what's it like being a musician and not being able to make music anymore? What do you do to pass the time?
Yeah, well, I stay creative. We have a musical, The Heart of Rock and Roll, that we're trying to that we're developing, and we're going to bring to Broadway next season. I got, I'm still writing a little bit. We're doing a documentary here. I'm flirting with some television stuff. I'm trying to stay busy. I remind myself that, it's bad. I can't sing. I can't, which is the thing I love to do most. But you know, I have to really appreciate that there are lots of people much worse off than I am. And, I need to be grateful for everything that I have. I'm still a lucky guy after all. It's hard to realize it sometimes, but it's important, I think, that I realize that and appreciate it.
Something that I'm interested in, and over the course of your career, if you could just talk a little bit about how the music industry and how the recording industry has just changed with technology and just everything that you've seen over your decades of work.
Well, you're right. I mean, technology has changed everything. Now Pro Tools, and there's nobody captures anything anymore. You create it, and it's not better or worse. It's just different. And I kind of prefer an ambient mixture of a kind of live-ish feel and ambience and so on, but that doesn't mean it's you need that. And I think technology is the way forward, really, in pop music. And sort of it's kind of a shame now because you really can't tell who's, you know, who's all that great. I mean, there's no out-of-tuneness anymore. There's no every record is perfect anymore. So it's a little different world for sure.
In the last second here, are you a vinyl guy, or do you stream your music now, or how do you prefer to get it delivered?
Oh, yeah, I just listen to files, although I appreciate vinyl because, you know, we produced our own records for years, and we used to master the vinyl, so I know all about it. It vinyl colors the sound. There's no question about it. Is it better or worse? It's just different, really. Some people say it's warmer. Maybe it's a little warmer, but it's just different. I'm, you know, a good song is a good song if it's on vinyl or CD.
You have a lot of good songs on your album. It's called Weather. It's out now. You can pick it up in the stores. You can stream it online. Thanks so much, Huey Lewis, for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Caleb. Appreciate it.
It's Huey Lewis from Huey Lewis and the News. He has a new album out called Weather. Pick it up now. Listen to it. It's soulful. It's a different take. I really think it's a different dimension of Huey Lewis and the News and what maybe we're used to hearing from some of his other hits. It's called Weather. Get it now. Huey Lewis and the News. I think you'll enjoy it. And he does believe, as you just heard, he believes it's some of his best work that he's ever done. And of course, he's still dealing with that Meniere's disease as well, which has kind of crippled his hearing. And we're just so thankful that he's still able to do interviews with us and share his stories about his music and what it was like putting this album together.